This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm really happy to be here with you today. And I have a very special guest. Her name is Nicole Eisler. She's going to be talking about how important it is to take control of your life and do what you feel called to do. Nicole believes that there's a spiritual solution for everything, meaning that no matter what your circumstances, you can change what you don't like and create a life that serves you, helps you, and helps others. Welcome to the show, Nicole. It's so good to have you today.
Thanks for having me. I cannot wait to get into this. Excited.
I warn you, Nicole has a lot of enthusiasm and is just a wonderful person to talk to. So tell us a little bit about the story, about how you will be able to create what you call the freedom that you wanted for yourself.
It started as soon as I heard, believe it or not, I went through a lot of years of my life not knowing that you could actually change what you did not like about your life. I thought you were born into your path and that was it, whatever, you were taught. So that really got me hooked when I started to realize that the way that I was looking at something, if I changed my perception, which was usually just this slight shift, it wasn't always, people talk about these big, huge breakthroughs they have. And a lot of times it was just a spin of something. And I got kind of relentless about it. So the more that I shifted this perspective or I would change my mindset about something, and instead of fixating on that obstacle or what I didn't like, but instead ask a really great question like, is there another way to look at this? How else could I approach this? What are my options here? What else am I able to do? That is what started to open. This was the key for me, was to always open a space for me to step into instead of hitting this, that wall we hit sometimes, right? Like, oh, I'm so stuck. I really started to notice when I would say things or feel things like that and then shift that thought process and ask myself, like, okay, what can I do something about, or what do I have as an option? And that's what started the whole huge ball rolling. Was like, this works. This actually allows me to be creative. It brought in new resources and people into my life that I would have never, planned on. I was just amazing to me. And that, I think, also kept me very engaged in that process because life started to feel kind of magical. Like this, I'm not stuck where I am. I'm not stuck with what I have. I can create different results. And the real thing that I realized after all of this and learning and was that it was allowing me to show up different as the person I wanted to be instead of who I was taught that I was. And that's really, here we are today, right? But now there's a lot of little steps, a lot of big steps, a lot of things in between. But it's so worth it. That's anything that creates freedom for me, I'm all about it. So that's, when you're ready, they say when you're ready, the teacher appears. And it was really that person that said something at the right moment that it wasn't just you can do whatever you want or you could be whoever you want. That's only true if you take the initiative and take the reins, but it was someone really opening my mind that if I changed the way that I was looking at my life and thinking about myself instead of looking at my limits, if I really asked myself, well, what do you want? And then allowed myself to go there. That was the big thing too, was giving myself permission to actually change my circumstances. So that's what you have to do that part. Or otherwise, you can read memes and affirmations all day. But if you don't allow yourself to actually accept that, then no freedom there, right? So, so it's been fun.
Nicole, what you said is so true, that a little change of perspective, and it doesn't have to be huge, but just the changing, as you said, from saying or feeling, I'm stuck, this is it, this is my fate, or whatever words you want to use, to this is what I'm experiencing, because you are, right? But this is what I want in my life. And that's a hard question to answer sometimes when you're in these places. What do you want? You know, I have clients, and whenever
right.
I ask them, what do you want in your life? They just look at me like a deer in headlights. Like many say, no one's ever asked me that in my whole life.
Exactly.
Right? And I've never asked myself that. So that's a big, good opening question. What do I want in my life? Very good. So
that's something to be the rest of your life. Just right now.
Right.
What's the
right.
next step you want to move into? Because that's where our brains go, I have to plan the whole rest of my life. It doesn't matter what age or place you're at. Just what's the next phase? What do you want that to look like? And I'm with you, because a lot of my clients, they actually start to tell me what is not working and what they don't want, because
of
they're
course.
Still in the habit. Isn't everyone
yeah.
always in the habit? We're taught, like, the default is what's not working. And what? So I go, great. So what's the opposite of that? You know, if this isn't working and not what you want, what's on the other side of that? Like, this is where we can get that, use that contrast as an awesome asset to clarify that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so don't make it a big, scary question. It should be fun. Isn't that? It's supposed to be fun. You could have anything you want. What is it? Like, play. Let yourself play and answer the question. And just, what's the next phase? What's the next? Yeah, I hear you.
I love that you clarified that, because, yes, once we begin to open up to what we want, and then we think maybe how big or how far that is from where we are now, right? So that's scary. And also the
right.
other thing is, you know, giving yourself permission to just take one step at a time. And the other thing is, you don't have to want that for the rest of your life. You can change your mind again.
Right.
You know,
isn't it great?
It's very good. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it forever,
well,
till the day I die. That's scary.
Doesn't that add so much pressure? I better get it right
yes.
then. I need to know
yeah.
for the whole rest of my life, like, what I want. No. Just, what are we going to move into next? What do you want to explore? Create this adventure for yourself instead
mm-hmm.
of, the last thing we need is more pressure to get everything perfect. Let's just have some fun with it. I mean, isn't that, I think life should be fun. It should be the thing
yes.
that, like, life is the fuel. And so let's do this, but not let's create more pressure. And no, so just, you know, just, you can always shift and change direction.
Mm-hmm.
I always joke, if you're on the freeway and you decide, oh, you know what, I'm going to go this way. You don't just hit the brakes in the middle of the road and say, oh no, I didn't want to go this way. I'm now in stuck. I can't go anywhere. We would just take the car and drive to a different, so take your life and go to a different direction. You know, this is the freedom part. That's,
yes.
mm-hmm.
yes. Yes. And you can go a different direction anytime you like. Even if you thought, okay, this is it, this is where I'm going, but all of a sudden it's not feeling right for you, it's okay to change directions again. So that's really good. I love that.
Exactly. And sometimes, how else are you going to know? Sometimes you have to take the action and the direction to know if you're going to like it or not. And it's okay to say, actually, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I mean, whether you're an entrepreneur or, you know, you're in a career path or high relationships, I mean, apply to whatever area of your life. But sometimes you can study all day, every day, and plan it out and plot it out. But the only real way to know is to move into that space and give it a shot. And then
yeah.
that's how we sometimes have, and that's also sometimes how you get the next step. You
yeah.
have to take the action, then you discover more, or you grow past what you thought you wanted much faster. I love when that happens. And you go,
yeah.
oh my gosh, I'm ready for more. So yeah, it's definitely okay. And there are just some things we're never going to know unless we try them. You're just not going to know 100% if it is for you or not.
Absolutely true.
Depending on, gosh, how many variables are there in life, right? That change.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we change too, something that it feels wonderful now may not feel wonderful 2 years from now, or even 2 months from now, or 10 years from now, because we continue to grow and evolve or
yeah.
evolve. And so it's
that's an entrepreneurial journey right there. You just describe it perfectly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So giving ourselves permission to change and flow the way our life is beginning to change and flow. We weren't raised like that. We were taught, okay, you're going to pick a career when you're in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to decide what you want to be. Then you're going to go to college and be that, and then you're going to be that the rest of your life. So it takes some shifting, like you said before, of our mindsets around this. Yeah.
It does. My grandfather always, he would always say, longevity pays off. And what I had to realize was that the longevity part for me is applying myself, is continuing to grow and continuing to study and learn and try new things. I'll mm-hmm. do that forever. But the specific job title, this, you know, pathway or this choice or whatever, we always want to label things and give ourselves these titles. What are you? Oh, I'm a coach. I'm a, you know, but instead I look at, okay, well, who am I? And if longevity pays off, then I'm going to be this person who's just relentless about growing forever, mm-hmm. as long as to my last breath, instead of I need to do this one thing forever. So, you know, this is, again, those little calibrations that really can open another door, and then you just, you know, this makes it more enjoyable, my goodness. And then not so all or nothing. I'm winning or I'm losing. I'm growing or I'm not. And, you know, you can just continue to move forward. And it's all about expansion, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I like that you just want to grow and grow and keep changing. That's a great goal to have. It's so freeing. That's why you love the word free so much.
And if you hit that wall to just say, have I outgrown this? Am I ready for more? Am I ready for something else? You know, I work with women who, they took the traditional corporate path and now they're like, why doesn't this feel the same? Why are these, you know, why do I feel this way? And it's just ready for a new direction or to grow into something else. Or, you know, this isn't, it's just noticing those signs and again, that allowing piece. And instead of, oh no, why do I feel this way? Oh, interesting. Why do I feel this way? What's coming up for me? You know, is my soul trying to tell me that I'm ready for something else? The answer is yes. Yes. And that's, you know, I think, gosh, isn't that, then we don't get complacent too much. We don't get bored. We're not that flat energy. That can make the day just, so not so fun, and I really like fun. So
yeah,
to add that creative element.
Mm-hmm. As you were talking about, I was thinking about how some people can get stuck in the fact that I have these degrees. You know, I have spent this much time in this relationship. I've given, I've spent so much time in this whatever, this career. And it takes a letting go of that when we know we're ready, and we know because of the way we feel, right? It takes some letting go of these things and not making them more important than our own happiness and our joy.
100%. There's that, that reminds me of that poem, A Reason, A Season, or A Lifetime. And it really talks about people, but let's apply it to to ourselves. There's a reason things come up in our lives, always a spiritual reason for everything. Whether it's a challenge and, you know, it's to teach us something or it's a new opportunity and we're to grow into it, there's a season of things. So maybe, like, you know, whether it's my clients or what you described, someone's in a job or a position, oh, gosh, you know, I have 15 years in this industry or I have this college degree in this area. But that's great. But maybe it was for this season of your life. And it's not that you lose the skills or the experience, by the way. You can apply that. Sometimes I find when my clients, and I did it too, when I moved from corporate to my own gig, right, my own business, you have to apply. You get to bring everything with you that you've ever experienced or done. You just translate it into where you're at now instead of leaving it behind. So you're not, that's that all or nothing thing. I'm throwing all of this away, but no, you're not. You're bringing it with you like this whole huge library of information and skills you get to choose from. And then there's the lifetime thing. So let's look at, again, the growth, being open, curious. I call it passionately curious. Let's make those elements the lifetime pieces. So if I keep those as my lifetime approach, then I'm never losing. I'm only gaining, and I get to continue to grow. And this can go a lot, you know, I'll have clients too, when they start to make these changes, there are some relationships that fall away, the people don't understand, or my clients tend to show up more, let's use our favorite word here, authentically, and they want to be, you know, they're done sort of playing the role of who they thought they were supposed to be. They really want to be like, oh, this is who I'm feeling from like the soul level and who I'm here to be and my message I want to share and how I want to feel every day. And sometimes we just, it's not a match energetically with people or job or, you know, fill in the blank. So that's okay. Right. It's not personal. It's just not a match. And, you know, so that's, I totally feel that. So I always look at everything again, and everything's applicable. We can take this from this part of your life, and we just change how we use it, or we change what we call it, but it's still there. So you never lose anything. You don't leave anything behind.
Wonderful. I love that. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask them a call a question, the lines are open. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
21 of the world's 25 deadliest snakes live in Australia. Something every Aussie boy knows, especially when you hear something drop onto the tin roof of your cubby house and have no way of getting out. Josiah's story will make your heart beat faster and inspire you with moments of wonder. An everyday boy, but not an everyday life. Josiah by Jason Potter. Available now in ebook and paperback from www.jasonpotter.com.au and all quality bookshops.
Life isn't always easy. Work-life balance is often a struggle, and we feel we are losing control. When life becomes stressful, our work suffers, our health suffers, or worse. It doesn't have to be like this. Take the first step toward gaining control. Do it today by investing in work-life balance coaching with Christian Reiber at wellnesswithchristian.com. Christian helps you balance your life by placing control back into your hands, giving you time to live the life you deserve. Text Christian today at 716-785-2685 or visit wellnesswithchristian.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Nicole Eisler, talking about how important it is to take control of your life and do what you feel called to do. So let me ask you a question, Nicole. What do you think is a first step for someone who wants to begin to experience this freedom in their life?
You know, I think the first step, well, I would say you have to decide. You don't have to know what that next step is or how you're, because we get caught up in the web of, ooh, yeah, that sounds great, but how would I do that? Or where do I begin? It's just really making this decision. And I always assess. I'm going to take a step back and assess, where am I feeling my energy surge in my life? What excites me? You know, if you've hit sort of a internal wall or you're ready for a change, it can seem like you've hit a rut and you're stuck. And why do I feel so low? What's wrong with me? We go into this, we've been taught that if you are not happy, you know, 24/7 and just like some, I don't know, big bubbly Energizer bunny thing, then there's something wrong with you. But it's just a sign. So I really want you to assess the signs. How are you feeling? Have you noticed lately that it seems like your day is still flat? Do you have to talk yourself into getting up and doing the day a little bit more than you used to? You know, are you also maybe fixated a little bit more on what's not working? I don't like this. I feel really confused. Why do I feel this way? And so these are just signs that you're ready for something new. So if you can assess and then decide, hey, I think it's time for a shift. You know, I'd like to start to explore this and just allow yourself to open up to it. Then a lot of times from there, you start to notice things in your life that do excite you. You're not so fixated on the feeling yucky part. You're more like, oh, that seems kind of fun. Maybe that. So just it's okay. Be open. You can throw a maybe at it for right now. You don't retort, right? You don't have to know the whole rest of your life. But I think that assessing and noticing and then deciding that, yep, I'm ready. I'm ready for some sort of shift or change. I don't have to know exactly all the details right now. I just want to own the fact that I'm going to be open to what is next for me. And so again, not assessing and observing that, oh yeah, for sure, I'm stuck. Oh boy. No. Oh, I have been feeling kind of like that. I'd like to feel excited again. I'd really like something to, you know, turn my crank and get me up in the morning and think, I mean, I just feel that our lives should inspire us, not expire us. while we're here, I'd like to be inspired, not just focused on my expiration date, if you know what I mean. why not? I want to go out sliding in, like, you know. So that's my thing. It's just really assessing and kind of noticing what you've been feeling and being okay with it, and then deciding to explore some new things.
That's wonderful. I wish I had known you when I was going through this, because I went through so many years of knowing that I didn't want what I had, that I wanted to do something different, but feeling stuck because I'm the kind of person, or had been, that needed to know every step and where that would lead me before I could make a decision, right? So, of course, I keep stuck because there's no way you're going to know. It's the unknown. And so that's wonderful, wonderful advice, Nicole. So what role does authenticity play in all of this?
Oh, gosh. Everything. No, I've always loved this word, and not just as a word, but as a lifestyle. And the thing, you know, again, I did it. A lot of all my clients feel in some way they've maybe done this, where we think we need to be a certain something. This is the way, who I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to do. And a lot of my clients too, they've come from taking on adult-sized responsibilities at a very young age. So that just became the theme, right? Take care of everyone, be the people pleaser, do all the things, be overachiever, high-achieving, like super ambitious, sure, I'll get it done, I won't sleep, I won't eat, I'll do everything, you know. And so this for a while served. But authenticity is really, you know, there's a lot of talk, you know, and there has been over the last years about going within, right, and being true to yourself. So my big thing is, okay, clear the room. Even, you know, listening today, clear the room in your mind about what you want, who you want to be, what lights you up, like what really makes you feel excited and most alive inside. Not what your sister would think, not what, you know, we're not picking on anybody here, but not maybe what your husband would say or what your friend who doesn't understand your path that way, just you. What is it for you? So when you show up as who you really are, now when I say that, it's who you want to be. By the way, there's no book hidden in the woods somewhere that you go off and find your name on a page that tells you who you're here to be. Everyone's like, where do I find my purpose? It's not like that. It's what excites me right now. And if you can be true to yourself in that way and not base it, I find a lot of women first try to decide what they should do, who they should be, next steps, all these things, based on everyone else first, all their current responsibilities, all their tasks. Then they try to figure out that's really backwards. So I want you to get with yourself first, sit quiet, ask your soul. She'll tell you. She's got a lot to say. You know, she's like, I'm tired of sitting in the background, tired of taking care of everything for everyone. Here's what I want to do. Here's what lights me up. This is the direction. And when you do that, when you really are true to yourself first, that is when your match opportunities show up, your new match friends show up, these people who you've never met before but answer your sentences, like they complete your sentences, they feel like you've known them forever. These, you know, new resources and opportunities pop up that you're like, I have so many clients that'll message me and say, you're never going to believe what happened. And they're like, well, you will. And they're so excited. So when you are true to yourself first, get those answers first. Then that's a lot where the support comes in, as you know, and working with your clients too. I'm sure they get their answer, and then we have to create a plan, because now it may include stepping in a new direction, telling people things like, not going to be able to help you with that, or not right now, or here's what I'm doing. And so this can sometimes feel, but yet exciting. So, you know, when you're really authentic, it's just, you're really being true to, you know, just true to your soul. You're true to your spiritual path. You're doing what you feel called to do, being who you feel called to be. And I know a lot of times, even for myself, it's one of those, had you told me 10 years ago that I'd be doing this with you today?
Yeah, right.
Really? That sounds great. But, and I'll say to my clients, because we all have our own unique energy, I call it energy charisma, so our own essence, you know, the way that a lot of times I have clients who are showing up one way, and it's actually like, did you know you're the bubbly powerhouse? Like, you're the one that, they're like, me? Or did you know that you have this amazing presence that is like true leadership? They're like, me? I've always been the side person helping someone else, or right in, you know, in corporate, let's say, or, you know, or wow, you really have a playful spirit. Like, well, I haven't felt very playful lately. I've been really serious. I've been taking all these responsibilities on. So I think it just, that's the freedom, is being true to yourself is where you're going to find your greatest sense of freedom. And that's going to create an alignment for you, what you feel called to do, whether that's share your story, YouTube, a book, start your own business, you know, these types of paths where you get to share that with other people. That there's just some of us that's what we're here to do. So yeah, I think it opens everything up for you when you honor that yourself first. And you know, it doesn't mean putting other people last, by the way, for all of those loving to take care of people. You don't have to put anyone last to put yourself first at all. It doesn't require that. So
Okay, let's talk about how to get a hold of you so the listener can get a hold of you.
The best place to get a hold of me, I would say, is my website. You're going to find anything you need there. It's pureenergywellnesscenter.com. So pureenergywellnesscenter.com, and you'll find lots of goodies there, lots of wellness essentials. If you want to, you know, get in touch, have a talk about your current energy strategy, just explore, you'll find everything there. So
yes, you will, and that's right here on the Blog Talk page. You can also find Nicole on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just go to the radio show page, and she's there with her photograph, a link to this interview, which, by the way, this is live, but it's being recorded, so there will be a replay of it available. So spread this information around, and make sure that you connect with Nicole. One quick lesson you'd like to say to listeners? 1 minute left.
I just want to tell you, if there's something in your life that's showing up in a way that doesn't feel right for you, you can change it. I promise that you can create any kind of outcome if you just give yourself that permission to open up to your possibilities, and you can hit like max potential faster just by being true to yourself. So if you don't like something, you can change it. You just maybe need the right resources and support, and to have that mindset shift to open up, right? That's, I promise, I didn't start where I am today, but I started. And so do that today. Start for yourself and do that little assessment we talked about. And then it's all magic from there.
Yeah, it sure is. Thank you so much, Nicole, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure having you. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Catch us next time. And have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.
Bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.